From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Firestone Destination AT2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It is me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Thursday, April 21st. And boy, do we have a great podcast for you today. Oh, what a night in the NBA playoffs. Craziness, injuries. I've got a theory about the injuries. Listen, the NBA playoffs are getting flipped upside down. The Brooklyn Nets, favorites for much of the season, down 0-2. Joel Embiid's buzzer beater sends the Sixers to a 3-0 lead, and the defending champions lose a star in Chris Middleton and then lose the game to the Chicago Bulls. What a night in the NBA. But first, obviously, I've got to talk about our guest today. Got a great guy on, Mark Willard. I think we've had him on before. He is from the Bay Area. When I first moved to LA in 2016, I had a radio show on Saturday mornings. I had done it in Pennsylvania for a while. I guess I was like ramping up. They knew I was coming out here to FS1, so I started a radio show on the East Coast at 6 a.m., and then I moved to the 7 a.m. Saturday Pacific slot because I wanted to get it out of the way on Saturday mornings so I could, you know, start my day as soon as I got back at 10:30 a.m. or whatever. And the show after mine was Mark Willard, and I think it was Steve Hartman. And I got to know Willard, super good guy. Then he ended up getting a daytime show at KNBR in the Bay Area. So we're going to talk to him about the Debo Samuel situation, which with the Will Ferrell meme in mind, that escalated quickly. Debo Samuel demanding out of San Francisco. Is it a ploy to get more money? Does he want to get back to the East Coast? Do my Jets have a chance? Yes, I'm giddy about Debo Samuel. Would I part with the 10th pick? I think I would. I mean, the Jets are going to draft a receiver at 10, very likely. they need a receiver. And Deebo Samuel's going to be better than whoever they draft instantly. And you can afford to pay him because you have your quarterback on a rookie deal. So the Jets are in the mix. Remember, they went after Tyreek Hill. They've been rumored to be trying DK Metcalf, but the asking price is too high. We'll see what happens. But Willard talks about that. And, of course, the Golden State Warriors, who suddenly are looking really, really good out west. I mean, Devin Booker going to miss the next two games at least for the Suns. They're tied 1-1 against the Pelicans. And I know I haven't talked a lot about the Pelicans, and New Orleans fans hate me because of stuff I said about the team early in the year when they were a 3-16 dumpster fire and Zion Williamson wanted out and all this. It was ugly. So at the time, I said how ugly it was and why, and they were angry, and they had a right to be. Their owner is cheap. He's never gone into the luxury tax. I'm sorry, he or she, I think Gail Benson for a minute was the owner, or may even still be the owner, but they've been cheap historically. They've never gone into the luxury tax, and now you got Zion. They're screwing it up, and all of a sudden they've turned it around. David Griffin, stroke of genius, getting CJ McCollum. Now he's gotten lucky. Paul George gets COVID, can't play in the play-in game. And now Devin Booker goes down. Like, maybe it's karma for losing Zion Williamson for the entire season. So the NBA playoffs are getting absolutely bonkers. So we'll talk to Mark Willard about the playoffs and the NFL. But first, I think you have to start in the NBA with the Brooklyn Nets and what a disaster of a fourth quarter they had. Folks, I cannot recall two superstars melting down like KD and Kyrie. Probably you really have to go back to LeBron against the Dallas Mavericks in the finals with the Miami Heat in his first year in Miami. That's how bad the Celtics were in the fourth quarter. Folks, some of these numbers are absolutely staggering. We'll start with Kevin Durant, who you guys know I'm in the tank for Kevin Durant. I'm a big fan. When I had in 2016, after he went to, actually 2017, after he went to Golden State, and he was the best player on the planet. I said, he's taken the baton from LeBron, best player on the planet. I went on Cowherd's show. I hyped the hell out of it everywhere I went. And of course, KD, rabbit ears, I tag him on Instagram when I say this stuff. He sent me a DM. We opened up some, you know, bromance. He hasn't replied to me in like 2.5 years. At any rate, maybe 3 years. I'm a big fan of Kevin Durant's work. I think he's an incredible player. And I asked earlier this week on the pod, you know, is he losing a step? Like, what's going on? He's getting up there in age, and is he tired? They pulled the numbers on Kevin Durant after his atrocious performance on Wednesday night in Boston. It was, you know, when you look in the annals of Kevin Durant's playoff history, he's got a lot of great games. I don't think you will find a worst half of basketball than KD played in the second half. He did finish with 27 points. The box score says KD had 27 and the Nets lose. That's just not accurate. He was 4 of 17 shooting. More importantly, 0 for 10 shooting the basketball in the second half. 0 for 10. 6 turnovers in the game, 4 turnovers in the second half. Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant made a combined 1 basket in the second half. Now, we can play the tired card, okay? Kyrie played 40 minutes. He's going through Ramadan and fasting. KD played 42 minutes. 9 of the last 11 games, Durant's played over 40 minutes. And I know you could say, well, come on, these are NBA guys. They got to play a lot of minutes. True. But Kevin Durant, if you remember, coming off the Achilles, he missed an entire season. He comes back, plays... he missed the bubble season, right? And then he comes back the next season, and KD, you know, he's healthy. He plays 32 games for Brooklyn. And then he plays last year 55, and remember, he had the injuries. And we're talking about a Kevin Durant who is now 33 years old. He turns 34 in September. A lot of tread on those tires. He's got to do a lot offensively. He's got to then chase around Jason Tatum at the other end. Tatum didn't have an amazing game, but he had a good game. And you just watched Durant go 4 for 17, back-to-back shockingly bad games for a guy who just a few years ago was the best player on the planet. For the series, he's shooting 30%. He is 2 for 7 on threes. And he has 12 turnovers, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. He's not handling the ball well. I mean, I'm not trying to cover up for him and say fatigue is an issue. But folks, I watched that game. I'm like, geez. I know he was probably an all NBA player this year. He did miss a lot of games. Have we already seen the best of Kevin Durant? You know, I'm not saying he's falling off a cliff. That doesn't happen with a guy his caliber talent. But, you know, guys reach the top of the mountain. LeBron, the top of his mountain, probably at the bubble finals, right? Now, he did get a lot of rest. I guess before that, you could say when the Cavs went up against the Warriors in the finals and LeBron had like 50-something in game one and then they end up losing the series. But I think undeniably, Kevin Durant is kind of sort of starting to decline a little bit. Is that too strong? Now, the Boston defense is incredible. I got to give them props. Grant Williams, Jason Tatum, Marcus Smart, Jaylen Brown. They're throwing multiple defenders at him. Nothing easy. He's settling for a lot of mid-range shots. It was disappointing. Now, I'm not pinning this loss on Kevin Durant because the point guard that the Nets have, the point guard Kyrie Irving, played 40 minutes and had a whopping one assist. One assist for Kyrie Irving. 4 of 13 shooting. No issues with the crowd. Just one assist. And I tied for the team lead in rebounds. Whoop-de-damn-do. Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant shot a combined 1 of 3 from deep. Celtics came back with a barrage of threes. I mean, Al Horford made more threes than KD and Kyrie Irving combined. I don't understand. I'm not blaming Steve Nash for any of this. You can't. Steve Nash absolutely cannot say, hey, Kyrie, we need you to do this. Like, that's just not going to work. That's Kyrie Irving, you think he's going to listen? I have some stories I've heard about Kyrie early on and Nash. I'm not going to reveal them now. If Nash moves on or they move on from him, maybe I'll reveal them. But it's just not pretty. The Kyrie Irving situation is ugly. And you start to wonder, like, damn, down 0-2. They get to go home. But there's a team that at home barely survived Cleveland. Would it shock you if Boston went into Barclays and won game three? I don't know. Like, we keep saying, oh, well, Kevin Durant's not going to shoot 9 for 24 again. Oh, well, he shot 4 of 17 and they lost. They led by 17 in the second quarter and collapsed. This is a disaster for the Brooklyn Nets. And I know some people are going to make these overarching super teams are dead. The Lakers missed the playoffs. Nets bounced. I'm just going to remind you guys. No Joe Harris, who is their fourth best player and a former Olympian, great shooter. Good luck sending two guys at Kevin Durant every time he gets in the lane when Joe Harris is on the court. When Bruce Brown is on the court, sure, we'll let Bruce Brown shoot threes. He shot 3 of 4. He had a good game, 23 points. Seth Curry had a good game, 4 of 6 from deep, 16 points, solid. But when you have Andre Drummond on the court, a non-shooter, and you sub him out and put in Claxton, who it's almost like hack a Claxton. I mean, he can't shoot anything. It's a tough spot for the Nets. Ben Simmons allegedly coming back for game four. Guy hasn't played in 11 months. I don't know what we can expect. So it's dire straits for the Brooklyn Nets. And you start to wonder, geez, let's just say they lose in the first round. Does Kyrie Irving just up and walk away? Does he? I don't know. We don't know. Who knows what Kyrie's going to do? Bottom line is the Nets are in major trouble, down 0-2 to the Celtics. They now have to win 4 of the next 5 games from a Boston team that has been rolling at a level we haven't seen in this league in a while. They were putting up numbers on par, I'm not kidding, with like the 96 Bulls and like the great Warrior teams. I'm just talking smashing, folks. Now, this is an exhausting series for them. Tatum, again, 41 minutes. Al Horford's old, playing a lot. Jaylen Brown's playing a lot. But they got huge minutes from the bench. The Nets bench scored 30 in game one. Grant Williams, 17. Didn't miss a shot or a free throw. Peyton Pritchard, you could argue he outplayed Kyrie Irving. 10 points in 16 minutes. Played well in the fourth quarter. Plus 15, highest of the game. Just an incredible performance from the Celtics. 23-3 run in the fourth quarter. I still can't believe what I saw. My mouth was wide open while we're watching, of course, during dinner. Yes, I have the games on. Wife doesn't like it, but, you know, it's the job. Celtics win, Nets down 0-2, and you look around the East, and I'll just touch on these other two games. Sixers win against the Raptors in overtime. I knocked Doc Rivers because at the end of regulation, tie game, You're like, oh, he'll drop a play for Embiid, get into the rim. If he gets fouled, he'll go to the line and win the game. They draw a Joel Embiid step back three, misses overtime. And I ripped Doc Rivers. I was like, come on, Doc Rivers, this is what you draw up. Dribble around, step back three for Embiid. So next time in overtime, tie game, and they drop a great out-of-bounds play for an open Joel Embiid three from nearly the same spot he missed at the end of regulation, and he hits it. Embiid finishes with 33 and 13. Not his best game. He had six turnovers, missed some free throws. Sixers get the win. I feel like an idiot, yes, for picking the Raptors in this series. Obviously, Scotty Barnes goes down. They started Kareem Burch. I think he's a kid from UNLV. Gary Trent got healthy quickly, made a bunch of threes. OG Anunoby had a good game. Pascal Siakam is overwhelmed. He can do nothing in this series. It looks like they put Joel Embiid on him. And Embiid is just giving him no airspace. He's not taking threes. He played all 48 minutes, missed 10 shots, scored 12 points. It was a tough one. So Raptors are done. Sixers will get some rest, maybe, unless the Hawks can make it interesting against the Heat. I don't necessarily think they can. Now, the nightcap in the NBA was crazy. And I was like, oh, we're probably not going to touch on this. You know, and I'm sure Milwaukee will end up coming back, and Milwaukee will come back. They just didn't come back. And then Chris Middleton got hurt. And now the Bucks, who most people thought were going to be the one team to sweep someone in the first round, don't cover the spread in game two and lose outright in, I'm sorry, don't cover the spread in game one. Bucks lose outright in game two by four. Now they have to go to Chicago without Middleton. You kind of start to wonder, like, Wes Matthews started at shooting guard for the Bucks. I kid you not, guys. We had like a power outage out here where I live in October, I think it was. And I'm like, I got to go to the gym. Well, we have this awesome gym. It's the old Clippers facility. And they got like a cafeteria, Wi-Fi. A lot of people go there and work. So I'm sitting there with my computer working. And I look up and I see this big dude. And I'm like, well, that's a former NBA player. Like Timofey Mozgov is always at the gym. I've tried once to get him in our pickup game, but we didn't have the game. And so he ended up not playing. And, you know, a bunch of, that's where I saw Steph Curry. I got a photo with him. And I don't ask for photos of a lot of athletes, but if they're a Jet or Steph Curry, you know, I'll do it. it's kind of pathetic, but nevertheless. So I look up, I'm working at the gym. And I'm like, okay, that's an NBA player. Who is that guy? And I see some tats, and then I'm like, I'm trying to think, LA? Wait a minute, could that be Wes Matthews? He was on the Lakers last year. No, Wes Matthews got to be in the league. I look on rosters, not in the league. I'm like, wow. Injuries happen. Bucks pick up Wes Matthews. He started in game two. Wes Matthews. It's crazy. So, listen, Giannis, we know he's going to get his. But this is a Bulls team that's, you know, Caruso, defensively very good. He had 10 assists. My guy Zach LaVine played well. Vucevic, 24-13. Pat Williams, the defensive specialist, not doing much defense, but it was a good all-around performance. And, of course, DeMar DeRozan, who said, I will never play as bad as I did in game one, responds with 41 points, perfect at the line. I'm just saying, Bulls shot 48% from deep, 93% from the line. This is dangerous. All of a sudden, a dangerous team with Middleton out. Now, if you're looking for the common thread as to the injuries in the playoffs, you have Luka Doncic, who played in the Olympics. You have Zach LaVine, had injuries this year, played in the Olympics. Damian Lillard's season, ruined by the Olympics. You keep looking around, you're like, oh, wait a minute. All these guys, well, not all of them, but a lot of the guys, who played in the Olympics, Devin Booker. Remember, he got off the plane in the finals. They win the championship, and he was on a plane shortly thereafter headed to the Olympics. Devin Booker goes down. Now, it could just be happenstance. Well, the best players are in the Olympics because they're on the best teams. That's the story here. Well, it's possible. It's possible. But you look around, and you're like, huh. Middleton, Booker, Kevin Durant was in the Olympics, Damian Lillard. What team is healthy right now? Golden State Warriors. Steph Curry, finally back healthy. Klay Thompson sat out long enough healthy. Draymond Green sat out healthy. This NBA playoffs are getting crazy. All right, I've spent enough time. We'll get the best bets later in the podcast, but now let's bring on Mark Willard, KNBR, San Francisco.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You know a guy.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire my main man, Mark Willard, radio legend in Los Angeles, up in the Bay Area now, absolutely crushing it. And I figured with the Debo Samuel news, I love the Debo Samuel news. And, of course, Steph Curry and the Warriors just getting very excited now that Devin Booker's going to be down for the count for a while. We'd bring on Willard. Mark, I don't know, it's a big, big week in the Bay Area. You want to start with Debo? You want to start with Curry? What it do?
Well, I tell you what, let's go Debo, because first of all, you know, it broke right when I was in the middle of a show. Not that necessarily it hasn't been building. It has. But I don't think anybody in the Bay really believed it was real until that news broke. But you just said you love the Debo news. I don't know if the audience up here shares that thought. Why do you love the Debo news? Because you think he's going to be a Jet? Is that what's the deal?
You know it. I mean, Mr. LaFleur is the offensive coordinator. Robert Saleh is the head coach. There is a desperate need for the Jets. They have the draft capital to trade for him. The 49ers would, I'm sure, if they're going to get rid of a superstar, they're arguably their second best player, maybe their best, certainly their best offensive player. You're going to want to ship him out of conference. Like, everything lines up for the Jets, who chased Tyreek Hill.
They've been flirting with DK Metcalf. Like, Mark, this is perfect for Deebo Samuel. Would you take the 10th pick and we'll just call it a day?
I think you could start there. I wonder, you know, is that a straight up? I did see one proposal where the Niners would throw in a later pick and then maybe move down with another pick too. I mean, you're right. The Jets makes all kind of sense, except consider this, J-Mac. If Debo's issue is his usage, then what we're essentially saying is Deebo, it's not Deebo no longer wants to be a 49er. Deebo no longer wants to be Deebo. So if you are the acquiring team, what are you getting? Because if what he's telling you is, over the last 9 games of my career, I really popped, I became great, I became this unique weapon. But what he's telling you is, I don't want to be that weapon anymore. Well, then you're not acquiring the guy that you think you're acquiring.
Yeah. Well, are we taking that at that comment at face value, or is that just a way to get the hell out of Dodge? Because let's be honest, like, they needed to move around. I think they were down to their, what, fifth string running back? Everybody was on IR. Everybody was out for the season. They needed him at running back. He was dominant. Like, he knows he's going to get paid because of what he did in those final 9 games. I don't know. I'm not sure that I'm buying that high usage. Like, okay, well, what, you want us to use you less? Well, we're not going to pay you more, right? Like, it seems like there's something else going on there. Is he a Jimmy Garoppolo guy?
He was a Jimmy Garoppolo guy, yes. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he came out and publicly supported him on social media many times, so I've heard that thrown around, like, maybe he's got Trey Lance concerns. Listen, there's obviously aspects of this we don't know, but as you put it, like, to try to get out of Dodge, why would he want to get out of Dodge? Like, this isn't, that would be the other way around. Like, you want to leave the 49ers and force your way to the Jets? This guy has loved there have been zero, and I mean beyond zero, indications that this guy hasn't loved every single part of being a 49er. Looked like a match made in heaven with the play calling. The 49ers themselves, their locker room has been their biggest strength over the last 3 years during Debo's pro career. You're right. There has to be more to this than we know. And by the way, I don't think it's his usage in terms of how many touches. I think it's how. You know, I think there's concerns about the longevity of his career. If you can use him in both positions and the way he runs so physically, there are concerns there. But then that brings me back to my original point, which is, whoever's getting Debo, you know, what are you really getting? You're getting, he's a great receiver, don't get me wrong, but you're getting a lesser version of what you saw at the end of last year.
Yeah, and the injuries are worth noting. South Carolina, he hurt in 2015, hurt in 2017, hurt in, I think, 2018 as well. Like, the guy, staying healthy is a problem. And I just wonder, Mark, do you think that, like, maybe the way they lost that game left a bad taste in his mouth? That Rams game had to be devastating. You know, Tart drops the interception. They're leading most of the game. Had to be crushing. And I wonder, like, you know, Trey Lance over Garoppolo, I'm still puzzled by it. I don't know. Something else has to be afoot.
Well, I agree with you that there's more to this. I have a hard time believing that somebody wants to work his way off the roster when they're offering him, you know, $24-25 million a year because they lost a tough game. That seems odd to me. Sure, there's frustration with that offense and that it does feel like they're a high performing quarterback away from being the best team in football. And again, the receivers are going to know more about Trey than we do. Interesting little nugget, though. This is a fun little nugget, small sample. Trey Lance threw as many touchdown passes to Deebo Samuel last year as Jimmy Garoppolo did. and Trey played 2.5 games, and Jimmy played the rest. So I there's something out there that we don't know, and maybe it does trace back to money, and they just don't want to say it. But I don't know what it is yet, because his entire career, Kyle Shanahan had Deebo at the Senior Bowl, targeted him then. He was their second-round plan 3 years ago. It worked out. From the moment this guy got out of South Carolina, it looked like an absolute perfect match. So the fact that he wants out is just very, very surprising. Mm.
All right, so two other theories that just hit me. Number one, his agent, of course, Jimmy Sexton. Jimmy Sexton also represents a guy named A.J. Brown. So complaining wide receivers, demanding a lot of money, represented by Jimmy Sexton. And the other one is, you said South Carolina. Just look this up. So Samuel grew up in South Carolina, went to the University of South Carolina. And I wonder, I mean, is he just homesick? Maybe he doesn't like the Bay Area. I know the Bay Area is awesome and cool, but could he see an opportunity? Hey, Atlanta's desperate for a receiver. Can I get back near my hometown and be near my family? Carolina, they got nobody. I'll go help him out. Is this just an opportunity he sees to maybe get back? Obviously, this would not bode well for the Jets, a deep guy from the deep south going to New York. But any ideas on those?
I mean, the Carolina Panthers are a team that a lot of people are thinking about because, yeah, the extension of Sexton with CAA, Torrey Dandy, who works with Deebo Samuel, A.J. Brown, D.K. Metcalf, the wide receiver market has gone crazy. Carolina, a potential landing spot for Jimmy Garoppolo. They want to get rid of Christian McCaffrey, who went to the Bay Area for college at Stanford. Ooh. So it's kind of like, yeah, do you start putting puzzle pieces together? But that feels like a lot. You would think that the 49ers have given Deebo everything he's wanted. They made him the centerpiece of the offense. From what I hear, they are sitting at a bargaining table with a bag of money. They have said throughout December, January, and February, we have budgeted for this. Jimmy Garoppolo's contract is not getting in the way. We are ready to pay Deebo Samuel, and he won't engage. And if you look at some of the highlights in the playoffs, the way he talked to teammates on the sideline, the way he led that locker room out onto the field, the way he and Kyle Shanahan have interacted through the years, this is shocking. If there's something that's relationship built here, it is absolutely shocking. So if it does come back to money, then this is where I think support for the 49ers executive staff grows, because the wide receiver market has gotten out of control. You know, yeah. I mean, it's too much, and people will talk about Tyreek and Devontae, but it's the Jacksonville Jaguars paying Christian Kirk 18. That's the one where I'm like, come on, like what are we doing over here? And so the 49ers, they're not going to flip their roster upside down to play this game and catch up to the wide receiver market if it's out of whack.
Totally agree. Christian Kirk broke everything. All right, let's get to the Golden State Warriors, pivoting because the Bay Area is just on fire right now. And I don't know, Mark, if I'm a gambling man, and I certainly am, as you know, I love all of a sudden the Golden State Warriors to win the West. Now, they were like not really talked about because of the Curry injury, the Draymond injury. Jordan Poole had not become, you know, the best shooting guard in the league. And all of a sudden, Devin Booker now out games 3 and 4 in New Orleans. Pelicans are a different team than they were 2 months ago, 5 months ago. This is a scary series for the Suns, and you know, I don't want to say Chris Paul is going to be the next guy to go down. He gets hurt every playoffs, but all of a sudden, are the Warriors looking like they could be going back to the finals, Mark?
Well, they definitely could be. I would tap the brakes a little bit on them being the favorite. Some betting markets now suddenly have them as the favorite. That feels a little early. They haven't even played a road game yet. but yeah. I will say this. We've watched this every year in the NBA playoffs. If your stars get hurt, you're in trouble. And if you can stay healthy, you're not. And the Warriors are the healthiest they've been all year long, even though they've got Steph coming off the bench right now. Like, their load management process, as much as we hated it, it's worked. And they slow played Clay, they slow played Draymond, and they kind of slow played Steph there again. And so what we've been waiting for all year, it felt in the second half of the year like we were chasing daisies, but it was like, man, if this group could all play together at once, maybe they do find the fountain of youth. Maybe they do find the Warriors of days gone by, but we never really saw it. So we never really knew. And then two games in, I mean, that third quarter in game two, Jay, for me was emotional. Like, that was so reminiscent of 2017 and 18, when they were more than a basketball team. They were a transcendent show. They were somewhere between basketball meets a rock concert meets Cirque du Soleil. And and if you got those three guards and they're all pumping their threes at once, you can't stop it. Yeah. You're like, their plus minus rating as a group is so off the map. So I don't know. I mean, we're too early to know. about Booker and the consistency of it, but everything the Warriors had hoped would happen in mid-April so far has happened.
The way they've rebooted, Mark, going from D'Angelo Russell to Andrew Wiggins to Kuminga, who looks good, Poole blowing up. We haven't even really seen Wiseman. I don't want to get ahead of myself, Mark, but the way this team is structured, Wiggins, you know, they pay him this year, next year, then he's a free agent. Yep. You've got to assume that that money is just, and again, it's a small sample, it's just going to go to Jordan Poole, right? In some way, shape, or form. You got to keep Poole and Kuminga because you want to keep Curry and Thompson going longer. You need the ancillary pieces. And those two guys honestly look like they can keep Golden State on top of the West for a couple more years, no?
Well, I mean, Poole is going to extend the careers, if you will, of Steph and Clay because less will be asked of them. And, you know, it makes them harder to guard. It's like Poole right now is making me think of Kawhi Leonard with the Spurs and how he was able to transition one championship roster to another. You know what I mean? Like that's possible. There are all kinds of question marks. You mentioned Wiseman. Yeah, it's easy to dream. Like Kuminga looks like he's just got athleticism, you know, to burn. And then Poole is going to be a star. And if Wiseman could just in some way stay healthy and actually work out, then yeah, the Warriors really might have the pieces to let this thing stay at a high level the whole time. But again, we're in a small sample and there's a whole lot of questions. For me, the parts that we know, you're right, Wiggins is an expiring deal next year. Do they trade him before then or does he just walk the year after? You hand the money to Poole and you know, you can keep this thing going. But I'll say this also, the Jordan Poole, James Wiseman experience. Take Jordan Poole's career and let's apply it to Wiseman because so many people are calling him a bust and
wow.
it didn't work out. Jordan Poole was in the G League a year and a half ago. And now you can't keep him under 25 points and even in the playoffs. And so these guys do pop sometimes in year two, year three. And if Wiseman does that as well, then yeah, man, they're really
good shape. I didn't realize this. It looks like Wiseman actually played a bunch of games. I thought he had played like 10 games, but it's closer to like 40, huh?
Yeah, he did. And he showed, you know, he showed the athletic promise that you would guess. And then he showed like on the defensive end, especially he showed a basketball IQ that's not up to the level of a Draymond Green as of yet. And you'd expect that. He's a pup and he's played very few basketball games. So there were moments where you're like, hey, this guy, you know, like you can see the raw talent, it just needs to be refined and he needs to play basketball games.
Yeah.
And so if he gets some health, yeah, there's plenty of optimism there.
So we'll close out with a gambling pick for the crowd. Do you think the Warriors win the next two games in the series and sweep them?
You know what? I'm going to say no. I'm going to go five. I'm going to say they finish it back at Chase Center in game five, just because Denver, the desperation of a game three team down 0-2, a home court environment that is difficult. And we know them, like with their guys, you know, Hurt, Murray and Porter, they're Jokic and then someone else needs to play well. And in the first two games, they haven't played well, but role players like that tend to be better at home. I think somebody will start hitting some threes, whether it's Morris, Barton, Gordon, whatever. Yeah. And I'll give Denver a game over the next
break two. Out the brooms, Willard. Break them out. Mark Willard, host 95.7 The Game in the Bay Area. You can see him on the Pac-12 network. He's got more jobs than anybody. Does a podcast for the San Francisco Giants. I mean, the guy's a legend. Mark, thanks for taking the time, man.
Hey, man. For you, anything, anytime.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Pirelli tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Pirelli test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
Good stuff from Mark Willard. I remain optimistic that my Jets can snag Deebo Samuel. And folks, if they do, you know I'm putting the Jets in the playoffs. They are a couple pieces. Okay, I can't say that with a straight face. All right, let's get to best bets for the playoffs tonight. It's going to be tough for me to watch all the games tonight, and there are two good ones, I'll say. I don't think Golden State Denver is going to be good. Sorry, guys. Sorry, I'm not giving Denver the chance there. I didn't pick any games straight up. I really had wanted to take Brooklyn in game two, and I was like, let me take a money line now. Let me take the points. I can't. I'm kind of rooting for Boston. I think they can pull it off. And then I luckily did not bet on Brooklyn. Some numbers lined up for Brooklyn to win that game. And, you know, pre-flop, of course. And then you watch the game and they're up 17. You're like, I should have taken Brooklyn. And then the fourth quarter comes and you're like, woof, glad I didn't take Brooklyn. But tonight I feel pretty confident in two games. First up, Golden State Warriors. I don't know who exactly is betting the Nuggets, but this opened Warriors 2.5. And it's down to 1.5. I think my gut is telling me if you want to bet the Nuggets, I would give it a shot in the first half. It's if you want to bet the Nuggets. Now, that's what I did with the Raptors in game three at home. I bet money line first quarter. They were up by like 9. I'm not touching the Nuggets here. I think the Warriors are going to outclass them. I don't think it's particularly close. Jokic will play well as usual. It won't be enough. The other game, Memphis opened 2.5-point favorites. It's down to 1.5. A lot of money coming in on Minnesota, and understandably, they are really impressive at home. That win over the Clippers in the fourth quarter, what a comeback. Anthony Edwards, Beverly, they feed off that Minnesota vibe, that energy in that building. I like Minnesota here. I think they could win by double digits. So I'm betting Minnesota. I'm betting Golden State. I think Utah, which opened at 7.5 and it's down to 7. I think Utah puts it on Dallas. I think they were humiliated in the fourth quarter. I think they changed things up defensively. Mike Conley could barely guard me. There's no way they keep him on Jalen Brunson. I think Mitchell says, I will rise to the occasion. I will take Brunson. And all of a sudden, the offense for Dallas is ground to a halt. If there's no Luka, which it doesn't sound like there's going to be, And then I think Utah wins handily and they bring back Utah. Luka Doncic probably for game four. I'll have player props online. But for now, let's roll with Minnesota +1.5 at home and Golden State -1.5 on the road. Let's make a couple more winners happen. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.